Now we've got Melbourne in lockdown for 6 weeks. On the line, Matt Lanigan. Now, Matt Lanigan is the owner of a very popular cafe in Melbourne. It's called the Lucky Penny. He just got through the last lockdown. Now he's facing the next one. 6 weeks. It'll cost the Victorian economy $1 billion a week. Matt, good morning.
Morning, Ben.
How are you feeling considering you're going back into lockdown for 6 weeks?
Yeah, look, pretty flat, to be honest. We're just getting a little bit excited, having some people come through and putting some more staff on and, you know, starting to see some money come back into the business. But, yeah, it's pretty flat. It's, I guess it's going to be a long 6 weeks.
I saw an interview with a publican yesterday in Melbourne who's pretty filthy at the Victorian Premier, considering that this virus leaked out of the quarantine hotels and bouncers were put in charge of controlling a deadly virus.
Yeah, look, it's he's not alone there. It's a pretty common feeling within the industry. I guess when something can be avoided or better measures could have been put in place, and now it's affecting my livelihood and many others.
Is it hard to get up and think, okay, I've got to face this, I've got to go into battle for the next 6 weeks?
I guess yesterday was harder than today. But I guess you just got to, you know, we've been through it once before. We're a pretty resilient mob down here in Melbourne. And, you know, we'll band together. But it does get a little bit harder.
I'll make sure that I've got the Lucky Penny Cafe on my list for my next visit to Melbourne, Matt, but it might be a little time off. Thanks so much for jumping on the line this morning and we're thinking of you.
Look forward to having you.
Matt Lanigan, who's the owner of the Lucky Penny Cafe in Melbourne, and you can hear it in his voice. It must be hard. You've just got out of the last lockdown and now you face another one for 6 long weeks.